All right, Hunter Lawrence, hey, nice job today. Your second moto, man, what did you find about halfway? I don't know if it was endurance or lines or your bike or whatever, but, man, did you find something in that second half of that second moto?
Yeah, I think just have faith in my training and my build-up, you know. I recovered well after the first moto and did what I needed to do, and then, yeah, just rode on Australian pride and Australian heart, you know, and just rode it out, and, yeah, it's only hurting then and after. Like, now I feel fine, you know, right. So... just, yeah, put myself through some pain and just push through, you know, that's all.
Hampshire told me he didn't know he had one more lap in him. He was that tired.
Yeah, no, I'm the same, you know. People are saying, you know, one more lap, maybe we would have had him. But one more lap's a whole other thing. We're both done. You know? Yeah. I don't know if I had much energy to make a pass, you know.
Right.
He was riding really good today, you know. The first 15, 20 minutes, he was gone, you know. They'd get in to make the passes, get in the lead, and he was gone, you know. So, yeah, but no, I'm happy, you know.
And it helped you. Your teammate was pushing you the whole time?
Yeah, for sure, you know. I was pushing regardless to try and catch him, you know. But, yeah, for sure, it's probably a good thing that he was there, you know, pushing me along. But, yeah, it's cool.
What'd you think of the track here?
Yeah, really cool. I mean, quite skinny and stuff, but it was such a beautiful place, you know. Really nice dirt and stuff like that. But, yeah, for sure. Some big jumps, really big jumps.
That one tabletop in the middle, guys were pulling.
And exactly, you know, like I couldn't make it on Saturday when it was a bit soft, you know, only today when it dried up. So, yeah, a lot of jumps were big. Finish line, there was a lot of jumps that were big, you know, really physically demanding. I mean, really high speed and, like, not overly rough, but quite bumpy, you know, enough to take it out of you. And the humidity, you know. We don't have any humidity in Europe like this, or Belgium, you know. So,
Is your career best second overall, right? You got a third overall earlier, I think. This was the best?
No, I got second overall in Germany earlier on in the year, but I went 4-3 for that. And, yeah, this is my best motos finishes with 3-2, so... I'm happy, you know, always progressing, and yeah, we'll keep working to be better next weekend and the weekend after, you know.
And overall, your season, you've been happy with it?
Yes and no. I mean, for sure, if you're not making mistakes or failing, you're not learning, so it's a rookie season, it's part of learning and what, you know, so I take it how it is, and I'm getting just ready for next year, you know. I want to be a top guy next year, so I'm working for that with knowledge and experience and everything, so.
Did you talk to Berner or Chad today at all? You get a chance to do that?
No, not with Chad. I didn't see him, but yeah, Berner, I had a chat with him and stuff. It's cool to meet those guys, you know, like they're the guys I looked up to as a kid, so to meet them, that's really cool. But
I guess they were gone by the time you got racing, right? Or were they still racing down there? I don't know how old you are.
In Australia, I missed them in Australia, but obviously, like, I didn't get serious with racing till I was 10 or something, and then we sort of... Yeah. Chad was in America at that time, I think, and he was killing it there. And, yeah, Berner was in Europe and there. And
Metty.
And Metcalf was a bit in Canada also done racing. But it's cool, you know. Those guys sort of set the path to overseas races, you know. If we didn't have Chad and those guys, like, we wouldn't go to Europe and try to do what we need to do there, you know.
Yeah, or even Andrew McFarland, you know, he opened it up. Yeah,
exactly. You know, they all went to Europe, and then from Europe they went to America. You know, that's, I think, the best route, you know.
So that's my next question. You want to come to America?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I like it here. It's a lot easier than Europe as far as living goes. Yeah. You know, it's the weather's good, no language barrier, and. Yeah, but you never know what the future holds. Yeah. I'm still in Europe next year and working away to be, hopefully, that's what we're working for is world champ. But, yeah, I mean, we'll see.
Stefan Everts, legendary GP rider. What's he like as a owner-manager?
Yeah, for sure, he's good. You know, he runs an impressive workshop and experience. I mean, 10 world titles, the guy's got experience as far as the eye can see, you know. Yeah. So it's good, you know, even when you on days that you're not 100% sure on what decision to make, he can be there and he has his input. And even on the days that you don't need that input from him, he still has his, and you might go, also good, it's good for information and it's good.
Well, hey, nice job today, really impressive. I think a lot of American fans are like, hey, look at this kid coming up on the American. So you opened some eyes. Thank you, man.
Thank you, appreciate it. Cool.